For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. California voters could soon decide whether to approve over $11 billion in new funding for affordable housing and veteran homeownership programs. Legislative leaders and Governor Gavin Newsom announced an agreement this week to place the Veterans and Affordable Housing Bond Act on the November 2026 ballot. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala has more from the Capitol.
Senate Democrats say the bond would help move thousands of affordable housing projects that are already planned but still need financing. West Sacramento Senator Christopher Cabaldon says as many as 45,000 developments are nearly ready to break ground.
All developed at the community level. All they need is the last bit of financing in order for those projects to become roofs, to become homes. And that's exactly what this proposal will do.
The Senate proposal also includes $150 million for housing targeted at youth experiencing or at risk of homelessness, in addition championed by Senator Caroline Menjivar.
Because if we can get at the prevention side, then you won't see the 65-year-old, 7-year-old man sleeping on the streets.
The measure still needs final approval from the legislature and Governor Gavin Newsom before it can go before voters this November. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
A nationwide music tour coming to California on Saturday aims to harness rural activism as the county celebrates its 250th anniversary. California News Service reporter Suzanne Potter has details.
The Backroads Tour will feature live music, artists, and local storytelling at Three Fish Studios in River Pines near Plymouth, about an hour southeast of Sacramento. Matt Hildreth, an organizer of the tour and executive director of the nonprofit Rural Progress, says the idea is to foster connections that lead to positive change.
The Backroads Tour is all about celebrating the last 250 years of rebellious joy in small towns and rural communities. Rural America has always been on the front line of pushing for progress and making our communities better.
The cross-country tour started in late May in Decatur, Georgia, and ends on July 4th in Seattle. The events lift up the work of artists, organizers, and local changemakers in rural communities. Hildreth says the U.S. has a long tradition of outspoken musicians like Woody Guthrie and Willie Nelson who bring rural values to the movement for progressive change.
Rural culture is incredibly valuable. It's an economic driver when it comes to things like tourism. We really want to celebrate that and we want to invest in that as we start to build a rural America that's more empowered, thriving, and equitable.
Rory, a singer-songwriter known for fusing alternative folk, soul, electronic, and hip-hop, will headline the show. Reverend Marigold, a folk artist from Sacramento, will be an opener. Tickets are about $12 apiece. People can find out more at backroads.us. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
Prosecutors say Chico Library shooting suspect Bradley Sayer planned to kill himself after Monday's deadly attack. Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey says Sayer's journal was recovered by investigators. It outlined a suicide plan following the shooting, and Ramsey says Sayer did attempt to take his own life as law enforcement responded, but he was unsuccessful.
Because of his unfamiliarity with the shotgun and its ammunition, that failed for him. And so he gave up to the police after that attempted suicide.
Sayer was apprehended after running away from the library and into a police perimeter that had been set up outside the building. Two people were killed in the shooting. Officials say Sayer's inexperience with the shotgun likely kept the shooting from being even more deadly. Prosecutors expect Sayer to appear in court today on two counts of first-degree murder. Local prices at the pump continue to decline. The average price of a gallon of regular self-serve gasoline in Riverside County dropped today for the 35th time in 36 days. The price fell 2.7 cents to $5.34 per gallon. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.